From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Nuclear negotiators from six world powers appear to be extremely close to an agreement with Iran, but officials caution that stubborn gaps remain. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports that a deal could come in a matter of hours, not days.
The interim agreement with Iran, already extended three times, runs out at midnight Vienna time, and officials say there's no appetite for another extension. But politically sensitive issues, like explaining Iran's past nuclear research and whether it involved weapons, are reportedly still not finalized. The repeated delays reflect both the great distance Tehran and Washington had to travel to get even this close to a nuclear deal, and the tremendous challenge both sides will face selling any agreement back home. Still, as China's foreign minister says, the intent is to finish and announce a deal soon. Negotiators may find out today whether that's possible. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Vienna.
A long, elusive deal between Greece and its European creditors goes before the Greek parliament for a vote by Wednesday. Greece is on track to get another bailout on one major condition, deep, painful spending cuts. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nilsson says Greece is facing tougher measures than it did before.
Many Eurozone leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, say they've lost all trust in the Greek government to deal honestly and follow through on pledges, so they want guarantees that this money will be paid back and what they see as problem areas in the Greek economy fixed. Plus, the Eurozone leaders sensed an opportunity to ram through measures that had been off the table.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi-Nilsson reporting from the Greek crisis talks in Brussels. Meanwhile, the left-wing anti-capitalist Antarsiak Party wants people to protest. It's urging Greeks to come out tonight and demonstrate near Parliament. Republican Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker formally launches his presidential campaign in the coming hours. Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports that Walker is fresh off signing a controversial two-year state budget bill.
Democrats say the new Wisconsin budget harms public schools, the University of Wisconsin system, construction workers, and many other groups. But at a bill signing ceremony, Governor Walker emphasized the budget will lead to many other changes like more property tax cuts and a simplified tax code for businesses.
The difference between Wisconsin and Washington is we actually get things done. And this is another example of getting things done that benefit the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Walker plans a late afternoon campaign kickoff in the Milwaukee suburb of Waukesha, where he also celebrated his win in a recall election in 2012. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is promoting her economic agenda and did so in today's appearance in New York. She's taken aim at Republican presidential candidates' plans, including that of Governor Scott Walker. Dow is up 192 points, more than 1%. This is NPR News. A manhunt is underway for escaped Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman. He broke out from a maximum security prison over the weekend. One Mexican senator alleges that Guzman likely received help from the senior levels of prison management. Minions is the top draw at theaters in the United States and Canada. NPR's Trina Williams reports a third installment in the Despicable Me franchise becomes the second biggest opening for an animated feature.
Minions attains that status with domestic earnings of an estimated $115.2 million, just behind Shrek the Third. Minions' $46.2 million take on Friday, though, is the best single-day ticket sales for a cartoon.
These are the new recruits.
No, no, don't say anything. I won't understand.
Sandra Bullock, John Hamm, and Michael Keaton are voices you'll hear along with the gibberish-spouting minions. They are voiced by Pierre Coffin, also one of the film's directors. Jurassic World holds in second place. Close behind is Inside Out. Terminator Genesis drops to fourth, and horror film The Gallows debuts at number five. Trina Williams, NPR News.
Comcast reportedly is launching a streaming video service as it faces stiff competition from companies such as Netflix and a rising number of customers who are becoming more mobile, using tablets and phones for entertainment. The new Comcast service called Stream will cost $15 a month. Internet customers will be able to watch live TV from about a dozen networks, including HBO. The Dow is up 191 at 17,950. This is NPR.